Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Many jobs went virtual during the pandemic, and so did many events. In fact, our next guest and his wife, after careers as theater directors in New York, decided to relocate to our state during the pandemic and create a virtual theater, which ended up being nominated for Outstanding Interactive or Socially Distanced Theater in the prestigious annual Drama League Awards for 2021. West Hyler is co-artistic director and co-founder of Artistic Stamp, and he joins us now by phone from his theater in Greenville, South Carolina. West, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now tell us how all of this came about, moving from New York, starting this virtual theater. Was it all because of the pandemic?
It was. My wife and I are both directors, and we were based in New York. We have 7 Broadway shows between us. And of course, when the pandemic hit and all theater shut down, we're in our tiny Upper East Side apartment, and we're thinking, we're going to have no work for a year, and we have an 11-year-old son, and we're all going to be trapped 24 hours a day in this 700-square-foot apartment. And looking at that for 365 days was not an attractive sight. So we decided to spend a gap year. At that time, we were calling it. We moved to Greenville, South Carolina. We started thinking, well, what can we create that has everything that we love about theater, that lets the audience feel like they're involved? And we knew you couldn't gather in spaces because of the danger of COVID, but we thought a lot of that occurred in handwritten letters, that when you send a letter through the mail, it is person to person. It feels much more immediate and visceral than watching something on a Zoom screen. And the real insight was that we could engage the senses. We could send mustard seeds through the mail that people could taste. We could send tea leaves. You know, we could perfume the letters that they could smell. We could send different things that they could feel, cloth or feathers or things like that. And the more we went into this, we realized that an envelope is a shared space. And that's how Artistic Stamp came to be.
Why Greenville, South Carolina?
When I first got out of undergrad, there was a theater in Greenville called the Warehouse Theater, and that was my first job as a 21-year-old theater performer. And then I was asked by the director of the Fine Arts Center, which is a magnet arts high school in Greenville, to run the drama program afterwards. So then I became the drama teacher at the Fine Arts Center when I was like 23 years old to 24 years old. So I knew it, and we were looking at places to move, and you know, Greenville was such a beautiful city. And my dad lives in Georgetown, South Carolina. And we thought, well, what's close enough to family where we can see them more regularly and they can help with childcare, but far enough away where we have our own independence? And Greenville fit the bill.
All right. Now tell us a little bit more about this theatrical event through the mail.
We have a playwright who constructs a sort of story, a narrative that takes place over 4 or 6 letters. So you receive a handwritten letter in the mail, and it's from someone that casts you. It's like, hi, you know, we used to be best friends. I haven't spoken to you in years. I'm at this crisis in my life, this sort of crossroads. Which way do you think I should go? And you're given a pre-addressed, pre-stamped postcard, and then you write back. So you would respond, well, I think you should choose option A, or I think you should choose option B. And then the actor, who's doing all the writing on the other side, would craft a response specific to what you wrote back, and then choose your own adventure path that the playwright gave them. What we discovered was that people were so in need of connection that we got back these long letters, letters that were 4 and 5 pages from audience members, talking everything about their lives, their relationships, their children, the COVID politics, what they're going through. And so, of course, when the actor would write back then, they would improvise in the voice of the character the playwright had given them responses, and a real connection was made, a real pen pal relationship between audience member and actor slash character in the play. So we say it's a little bit like interactive theater. It's a little bit like being a pen pal with a character in a story. And it's a little bit like a choose your own adventure. Another way to think of it is, if you could write Romeo during the sequence of events that Romeo and Juliet is, what would you tell him and what would he write back to you?
Well, West, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Wes Tyler is co-artistic director and co-founder of Artistic Stamp. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.